Perfect. Good evening. Thank you guys. So we're going to start this meeting at the 6:03 p.m. Present, we have myself, Saria Snipes, Will Fraser, Candace Friends, and Britta Hall and Christy Shelley excused. We've got Derek Perry. So the only thing that we have, and I hope you guys had a chance to look at it, is the school calendars. There's three options in the folder, option A, B, and C. Will, this is you, right? Do you know what's the major difference between these?
Yeah, so A is the one that we recommend because it gets a full week at Thanksgiving and it provides the most days in April after spring break or whatever we call it to come back because we start RISE testing.
Hmm.
So A is the one the committee recommends. Let's see. And it only starts, I think, one day before Tooele County Schools. So in the past, if we were doing like a week before them, and what we found is people drop their kids off at Bonneville for a week because they don't pay daycare, and then they move them once the county starts. So B is the one that's most similar to the county, but you can see it doesn't do the full week at Thanksgiving. And then C is what Excelsior is going to do this year, and they're starting on that first Monday, the 17th. We're going to start the 19th if we go with A, and Tooele does the 20th, just like B.
Okay. When is the last? I'm looking at it right now.
Like the full week, like people want the full week of like for a Thanksgiving break. Is that why that's recommended?
That one and April with RISE testing.
Okay.
April looks like it's the same on all of them, though, isn't it?
Yeah, because if we would have mixed, if we'd have taken two less days at Thanksgiving, we would have had to find them somewhere else. And so we're not wanting to do that.
Just as a vote for next year, I really liked having that Easter break somewhere in like April. I think all the RISE testing kind of amps up the kids. And even if we just had a Friday off, I think it would be beneficial for them to have that little bit of break during all that testing and craziness. I know it's not helpful for the teachers testing stuff, but I think the kids could use it.
Right. So we can bring that next year to the, I mean, we can bring it to the next Academic Excellence Committee meeting to have a note filed. But right now, we just need to talk about these three and which one we agree on. If the committee is recommending A, I feel like they've been scrutinized. And so I have no reason not to go with A as well. But I don't know if anybody else has any questions about what is about this that Will can answer.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I think I don't see any reason to like scrutinize either any of these options really. And I agree that if the committee has already kind of gone through these, they have the reasons for their recommendation, unless, I mean, I don't know if there's any, benefit to starting or ending the school year on any specific day, but to me, I'm indifferent to what the committee recommends.
Is there any reason why we can't just move to the action item?
I have no problem with any of these options.
Okay, perfect. Then we'll just move on to the action item. So we just need a motion to approve the 26-27 school year calendar.
Would we say option A as the one we wanted?
Yes. Oh my gosh, Britta. Yes, thank you. Okay.
Yeah, we have to pick the option so we can post it and then start setting dates for registration.
Okay, so I make a motion to approve option A.
2026, 27 school calendar.
2026, 2027 school calendar.
Thank you, Britta. Do we have
I
a second?
second that.
I didn't see who that was. I'm so sorry.
It was Kirsty.
Oh, thank you. all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All
Aye.
right, motion passes. That's the only thing that we had. I just needed a motion to adjourn.
I'll motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Britta. Thank you, Will. Okay, next meeting is March 10th. Thank you, guys.
Sweet. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.